The governor's budget would apply a 2.5% tax on gross receipts of every supplier selling gasoline to retailers in the state. Quick Trip District Leader Jill McDonough of Galesville says the assessment is a gas tax in disguise. She says everyone would be better off if the state just increased the gas tax.
That way it's out in front, out in the open. Everybody knows what the revenue is for. With this oil tax that they're proposing, yeah, right now with a $2 gallon of gas, it's 6 cents, but at a $4 gallon of gas, now you're looking at a 12-cent tax on that gallon.
Yet Governor Doyle claims oil companies would be fined if the tax is passed on to consumers. Department of Revenue spokeswoman Jessica Iverson says they will enforce the tax. She says the process will be similar to that of public service regulators.
And how they look at rate increases of utilities. Here we'd be applying a similar strategy to work with the companies to understand how they're doing business and look at market conditions and other business factors in our audits.
Iverson is confident they will be able to enforce the tax. Pam Christensen is not. She is a public affairs director for the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association.
There's not a single state in the country that has been able to put this type of tax through without being able to pass it on.
If the tax is passed on, Christensen adds increased gas prices will hurt border town retailers. The governor says under his budget proposal, oil company officials could face up to 6 months in prison for passing the tax along to the pump. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.